Okay, we are on the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom by the two dots. So yesterday's Gemara, the Gemara had said Lirikuna, that if somebody's suffering from jaundice and they want to get rid of it, what they should do is Shrein B'Shichva Umiyaker. They should take two of the ingredients mentioned on Kuf Yud Amud Aleph from the bottom, either the sap of a tree from Alexandria, or alum, or saffron. Mix that two out of those, mix it together with beer, and drink it. But umiyaker, it's going to make the person sterile. So the Gemara asked, umi shari, is that mutter? How to make yourself sterile? For a time, but we learned in a brisa. Menayin l'siruz ba'adam shehu aser. How do you know that making yourself or somebody else, making them sterile, castration, how do you know that that's aser? Talmud Lomar, because it says in the pasuk of umaos v'kasos v'karuch, umaos v'kasos v'nasot v'karuch, and then it says umaartzechem lo sasu, that if any of these animals have that mum, meaning that they have the testicles have something wrong with them, then they're a mum, and you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon. And umaartzechem lo, don't do that. Right? So the question is, why does it say umaartzechem? Which is mashma, that it's only like in Eretz Yisrael. But we know that the only mitzvot that are specific to Eretz Yisrael are mitzvot that are connected to the land. Truma, what does this have to do with the land? Nothing to do with the land. So the Gemara makes a drasha, bochem lo sasu, that it means uba aretz, meaning any animal on the land, even if it's not a kosher animal. You can't do this to trade animals either. And so it's uba aretz, and then the chem is lochem. Lochem, bochem, lo sasu. Don't do it. Rashi says also a drasha, don't have it done. You don't even be passive, even if you don't do a maitha. You can't have it done to yourself. So you see, it's totally awesome to do such a thing. So how could you drink this drink? Right? This brings up another big machlokas where you could say to yourself, listen, I want to drink this potion because I want to get rid of my jaundice. It's going to make me sterile. That's the davar she'eino mischaga. I don't intend for that to happen. Right? So some say, well, it's a plik resha. It's going to happen. Assuming it's going to happen. Or some say, we only hold like Rav Shimon regarding Hilcha Shabbos. Some say this. Regarding the rest of the Torah, we don't hold like Rav Shimon. So even if it's not for sure going to happen, so it's 50-50 chance if it's going to happen. It's still Aser, because regarding the rest of the Torah, we hold like Rav Yehuda. The Tav Hashem and Mitzchavein is Aser. Only by Shabbos, because Malachas Machsheves, we have other reasons why for Shabbos we're more makel. But for the rest of the Torah, we would not be more makel. Others say, no, we don't, that's a machlokas in itself. Call it Torah Kula. But others say, but it's a situation anyway, so no matter what you hold, like, it's still going to be usher. So how can he take this, how can the person take this drink? How can he? So the Gemara says, right? So the Gemara says, Hani mili hecha de kamachave. That's only, the only time you're not allowed to do that is when you intend for it to happen. Hacha, but over here, me'atmahu, it's happening by itself. Not the key isn't that intent, because we said it's irrelevant what the intent is, it's a psik resha. The key is it's happening by itself. The only time the Torah asers it is if you do a ma'isa biyad. You're not allowed to do a ma'isa biyad to make yourself stop. But happens in an indirect way, that'd be okay. That's okay. So the Gemara says, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Harotze Shiyasris Tarnagol, if somebody wants to make a tarnagol into a Swiss, so we just said a minute ago, you're not allowed to do that. So the answer is, let's say he needs to, for a reason. The Gemara is going to say, if somebody wants to make a tarnagol into a Swiss, yitol karbalasso, he should remove the crop, that fancy crown that the rooster has. Umistara said it'll become a Swiss. So that crown has nothing to do with reproduction. Unrelated things. But somehow, removing that makes the animal into a Swiss. So you see, you're allowed to do that. How you're allowed to do it? Let's say you need it. For a fua, you need it for some reason. So it's not Balta Shaksu, because you need it. It's not a problem. You need it. So if you need it, you're allowed to. So I want to discuss the issue. Since you need it, you're allowed to do this to the rooster. So what do you see from here? That an indirect way of making something a Swiss is mutter. Right? Umstari is me'elov. So the Gemara says, no. Va'omar of Ashi, remus ruchahu denakte lay. When you remove that crown from the rooster, what happens is you've taken away the pride from the rooster. So we'll no longer have relations. It's not a sris. It just will refuse. It turns out it's the same result. It's not having relations. But it doesn't become a sris in terms of can it father children? It certainly can. But because you remove the crown, you've taken away all its pride, it will no longer have children. So therefore, that's not a raya that you're allowed to do it. Ella, so what's the Gemara's answer? We're talking about bisris. The person, the only person who's allowed to drink this potion to get rid of jaundice, is somebody who's already a sris. He's already sterile. He's the only one. So the Gemara says, I have Amr b'chibar Abba Amr b'yochanan hakol modim. Everybody agrees. And Rashi says, there's a machlokes, whether if an animal has a mum, you're allowed to give it another mum. Is there a mum achar mum? That's a machlokes. Right? It already has a mum. So, is there a problem? You're not allowed to make an animal have a mum. That's an isser. A healthy animal, you're not allowed to give it a mum. What if it has a mum already? So can you give it another mum? So that's a machlokes over there. But akol modim, everybody agrees. The machametz achar machametz. That if you make something chametz, even though it's already chametz, meaning anything that was brought up on the mizbeach, any of the minchas, any of those flower offerings, none of it was chametz. None of it was chametz. So let's say a guy goes ahead and starts making it chametz. So that's an isser. And what if someone else comes along and makes it more chametz? Rashi explains. Let's say somebody needs it, and he's kneading the dough and he's making it rise, and then somebody bakes it. So you helped it along. So they're both asr. Kids say, yeah, but the first guy already made the chametz. What did I do? I just put it in the oven. Yeah, but you finished the process. So you made it more chametz, so to speak. So that's also a problem. So everybody agrees to that. Maybe by mums there's a machlokes, but by chametz, everybody agrees that there's a second level of chametz. Everybody agrees. Shenemar, because it says, lo se'ofel chametz, lo se'asa chametz. That's it twice. Two different things. And, b'masares achar masares, making somebody more sterile, it's shehu chayev. It's also a problem by animals. Shenemar, because it says, umauch v'kasos v'natuk v'karos. It's all squeezed and pushed, and v'natuk means it's cut. The testicles are cut. V'karos means and they're removed. So the Gemara says, imal karos chayev, if you're chayev because they're cut off, then al nosek lo kolshkein. Aren't you certainly going to be chayev if they're just partially cut? Right? If they're all totally cut, that's worse than partially. So why does the Torah have to tell me both? Elo havi nosek asa achar karoshu chayev. It's to tell me that even if somebody does the first, and then somebody goes ahead and does the second, that they're both chayev. Why? Because there is such a concept of saris achar saris. Okay? So you see here, what do you mean that the guy's already a sris and he's taking the potion? It's going to make him more of a sris? Right, even though, what does that mean? Right? Even though it's difficult to understand the mitzias. By the animals, it's a shayach, because you can do more procedures. But here, it doesn't make a difference. Even if a guy's already sterile, and this potion would have made someone else sterile, let's say, or it's going to make him more sterile, that's a problem. So we're back to our original question. How can someone ever take this medicine? So the Gemara answers, the Ela B'Zokein. We're talking about somebody who's old. And Tosfos says, Hacha, the second Tosfos, Hacha lo shayach lemesar, mishum mesares. We're not asking it for sris, mishum mesares, achar mesares, the zakna lav srisi. It's not a sris, old person. So an old person can't have children anymore. Rashi says, the whole thing is tied to puruvu. So an old person, he can take this potion. Old man. Talking about an old man. One minute. So an old man. I v'amr Rabbi Yochanan, hein hachziruni l'narusi. I once took a potion, not this potion, I took a different potion, and it made me be able to have children. So I saw yesterday, the Sefer Eshkol says that, remember Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons. Remember? In Brachas, he lost 10 sons, and he carried around the bone, and he said, this is the bone of my 10th son, and he will see what happened. Later in life, he had more children. He was zocher to more children. Right? He became like a young man, and he had more children. So you see that age has nothing to do with puruvu by men. We're going to see in a few minutes, what about women? Right? So the Gemara answers, Ella v'isha, the only person who's allowed to take this potion, this medicine, is a lady. Why? Rashi says, Rashi says, "She'enu mitzave b'pruvu." A woman is not mitzuva in pruvu. Kida amrina biyavamis pruvu meluos aretz v'kiv shuha ish darko lichvos ve'en darko shel ish lichvos. Only the men go to war. Only the men capture and attack. Women don't do that. So only men are mitzuva in the mitzvah of pruvu and not women. So therefore, a woman's allowed to take this potion. So Mechitz Chinuch asks from this Rashi, wait a minute. We just said a minute ago that you're not allowed to do this to animals. So women are not worse than animals. Animals don't have a mitzvah in Puruvu. Or you certainly don't have a mitzvah that your animals should be mitzvah in Puruvu, and you're not allowed to do it to your animals. Right? The Pasuk is talking about by Karbanos. And we said it's also talking about humans. Right? But it's certainly talking about animals. So what's Rashi talking about? Rashi says, because it has nothing to do with Puruvu. Right? So it's a very, 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 very difficult question on Rashi. We'll try to answer it in 2 minutes. Now, Ula Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, and according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, which we don't pass in like, the Amar who said, Al Shneihem Hu Omer, that the mitzvah of Puruvu was said both to Adam and Chava also, so women are included in the mitzvah of Puruvu. Hu Omer, because it said, Vayvarach Osam Elokim, Vayom Elohem Puruvu, he said it to both. Ma Ikal Meimar, what are you going to say? So then who's taking this medicine? Because it can't be a woman, right? Because she's also mitzvah in Puruvu. So the Gemara answers, Bizikena. It's talking about an old woman. An old woman, there's no way she's having children. So you need an ace. Right? Women at a certain age, it's not happening. Men, we said it could happen. Women, it doesn't happen. Inami or Bakara, she's already sterile. And that extra rule of Ein Sri, that doesn't apply by women. Ein Sri is Achas Sri. The Yesh Sri is Achas Sri. That doesn't apply. So if a woman's already sterile or she's old.
That whole pasuk is only for.
Well, that's talking about.
Is it
talking about Kobanos. Right, it's only about males. Okay. Right, see, because look at the Tosa. Tosa says, the Isha Nami lo Shayach ba Masari Sacher Mitzrayim. The Ein Shayach ba Siris. That's Shayach. Okay. So what the Minchas Chinuch tries to answer for Rashi is he says that there's another reason, other psukim, Lord Dad and Taurus Kahanim, why you're not allowed to do, why someone's not allowed to be made into a Siris. Unrelated to Puruvu. It's unrelated. There's other reasons besides Puruvu. So, but then, what about Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka? He agrees with those other reasons. And but he would still say, but you still have a Puruvu problem. It's also Puruvu. Oh, it's two problems. According to Rashi, he would have to say it's another problem of Psukim. Right? So, fine, we're not Psukim Puruvu, fine. But they still have another problem. And according to him, there's two problems. Rashi is very straight here. Okay, next Mishnah. Hachoshesh b'shinov. If somebody has a toothache on Shabbos, lo yigama behemes hachometz. He should not sip vinegar. Why? Because normal people don't do that. Right? Healthy people don't do that. So if you're doing that, you're showing that you're taking a refuah. That's a problem. Avo bot mitabel hu kedarko. He can dip his food into the vinegar kedarko, like everybody does. Vim nisrapa nisrapa. And if he gets healed from that, very good. Right? You're allowed to do, it's no different than eating chicken soup, which you're allowed to do. You're eating chicken soup because you want to get, but everyone eats chicken soup. Everyone drinks tea. So you're going to dip your food into the vinegar, and then the vinegar is going to go into your mouth and help the toothache. That's okay. Because that's a normal way of doing something, and it's normal, and people do it. Hachoshesh b'masnav. If somebody has, he has pain down in his loins, in that area. Lo yisach yayin v'chometz. He can't smear himself, he can't anoint himself with wine or vinegar. Aval, sochu es Hashem, but he can use oil because that was considered something that everybody did. That was normal. Wine and vinegar were only for sick people. But velo shem and vered, you can't use oil made out of flowers, rose oil, because that's already very unusual. Why? B'nei malachim sochu shem and vered al makoseyen. Because that's something that only the princes do that. Shekein darkon lasuch b'chol. And the princes even do that during the week. So during the week you can't do that. During the week you can do it. But during the week, that was the way that the princes acted. Therefore, since princes acted that way, the average guy didn't do that. right? The average person did not act that way. Therefore, you can't use that kind of oil, because that already shows they're doing it because it's a refuah. So only very few people did it. Rav Shimon Omer, no. Paul Yisrael b'nei Melachim Haim. All b'nei Yisrael have the din of a prince. Right? We've had this many times in different contexts so far. And everyone's considered a prince. Everyone's considered a prince. It's considered something that's totally normal. If it's totally normal, it doesn't look like it's doing it. It's being done for refuah purposes. Ramilei Rav Acha Aricha. Rav Acha Aricha is the who Rav Acha Rapapa. That's the same person as Rav Acha Rapapa. L'Rabbi Avo. He asked Rabbi Avo. Tanan. Hachoshesh b'shinov. If somebody has a toothache, lo yigameya b'heres hachometz. He can't sip the vinegar. Lememro, do you mean to say the chometz ma'al shinayim? A vinegar is something good for teeth? That helps? Vokshiv, but it says in the pasuk in Mishlei, kichometz l'shinayim, like vinegar for teeth, is ka'ash l'inayim, like smoking eyes. Smoking eyes is certainly a bad thing. So the pasuk seems to be comparing the two. Just like smoking eyes is a bad thing, so too vinegar with teeth is a bad thing. Right? So the Gemara says, lo kash, it's not a problem between this pasuk and our Mishnah. Ha, b'kiyuha d'pri. Our Mishnah is not talking about. I'm sorry. Our Mishnah is the pasuk in Mishlei is not talking about the genuine vinegar that we all know. It's talking about b'kiyuha d'pri. Kiyuha d'pri, Rashi explains, it's just yayin shalom is bashal kol tzarcho. It's raw wine, but anav of kasha lishinayim. Those grapes, it's just basically raw grapes. It's raw grapes, unripe grapes. That's what's bad for your teeth. Yeah, the pasuk uses the word vinegar. It's not really vinegar that we know. It uses the word, but it's really this unripe grape. That's unhealthy. But that's like smoking eyes. That's unhealthy. Regular vinegar, no, that's very good. That's our Mishnah. That helps two things. Ha, but the bechala. But our Mishnah is talking about regular vinegar. V'ibayis ema, or you could say ha v'ha bechala, that both the pasuk and the teeth are talking about vinegar, and the pasuk and the Mishnah. But ha de'ikamaka, it depends. If you have a maka, if there's something wrong with your teeth, then vinegar will help. Then it'll make it feel better. Ha delekamaka, and the pasuk in Mishlei is talking about where there's nothing wrong with your teeth. Ikamaka, if you have something wrong with your teeth, if there's a toothache, then masi, vinegar will heal it. Lekamaka, if you don't have a toothache, then marpi, it'll make it worse. Then it'll hurt you. Then it's like snake in eyes. I don't know, is that true? Dentist, is that true?
Vinegar help.
Does vinegar help?
Salt water.
Salt water will help more than vinegar. Okay. We could stick this in the refuah's gemara from yesterday.
I definitely would do it.
Now, the Mishnah had said, lo yigamea b'hanes hachometz. Right? That you're not allowed to sip vinegar. Are you swallowing the vinegar or are you spitting it out? So, v'atanya, we learned in a braisa that says, lo yigamea upolate. You're not allowed to sip it and then spit it out. That you're not allowed to do. Because why? Who does that? That you're showing mamash it's refuah. Avol megamea ubolea, but you can swallow it. That's not a problem. As a drink, so I'm drinking. Even though I'm getting refuah, that's okay. It's no different than tea. But our Mishnah, the Gemara is assuming that our Mishnah seems to imply that you're spitting it out. Well, you got mea behind, you can't drink it and spit it out. So Abaya is going to say, no, we're talking about you swallowing it. That's the answer. So Amar Abaya, no, Kitanin, no, I'm saying it's mega mea upo. I'm sorry. Our Mishnah seems to imply that you're swallowing it. Right? Our Mishnah implies that you're swallowing it, which you're allowed to do. Right? So, and our Mishnah says, lo yigamei abanis hachometz. You're not allowed to do that. So if you're swallowing it, why can't you do it? So Abaye says, no, you're not swallowing it, you're spitting it out. That's the answer, I'm sorry. Fatanya lo yigamei upolate. Right, so I'm sorry. Amar Abaye, ki tana nami masnisen migamei upolate. No, our Mishnah told me you're spitting it out. That you can't do. That looks like refuah. If you drink it and swallow it, yeah, that's okay. Right? So Amar Tanan, fine. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, afilu tema migame ubaleya. You can even say the guy's swallowing it. You can even say he's swallowing it. And so why can't you? Why can't you? Why does the mission say no, and the Brisa says yes? Kan lefnei tibol. It depends when you're doing it. Kan lefnei tibol. One is before the meal. Tibol means to dip, but it means the meal because they would dip at the meal. So the word tibol is synonymous with the word meal. So kan lefnei tibol. One is before the meal. If it's before the meal and a guy's drinking vinegar, So people will think he's getting his appetite ready. He's just drinking, getting his appetite ready. He's part of the meal. But kan achar tibul. But after the meal, so what are you doing? You're drinking. Now that already looks like refuah. So it depends when you're doing it. Kan lefnei tibul, kan achar tibul. So that's what Abaye, that's what Rava says. Abaye says, no, the Mishnah and the Braisa are not arguing. Our Mishnah means that you're spitting it out. Therefore, you're not allowed to do it because it looks like refuah. And Rava says, it depends. If it's before the meal, you can swallow all you want because it looks like you're eating. It looks like it's part of the meal. If it's afterwards, then that's a problem because then what are you doing? Who does that? In those days, they didn't have just snacks in the middle of the day and just drinking, sipping. They wouldn't do that. So if you're doing it, it looks like it's refuah. That's a problem. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'neima, let's say, midlifnei tibul shari, just like it's mutter before the meal, la'achar tibul nami shari. We should also say it's mutter after the meal. Why? Dishma'inin le'la rava, because rava holds the isle ho'il, that we have a concept of ho'il by Shabbos, which means, as Gemara is going to say in a minute, the amar rava, rava's ho'il means since. Since it's mutter before the meal, it should be mutter even after the meal. Rashi explains, you never have such a thing where on part of a Shabbos something's mutter and part of a Shabbos something's not mutter. You never have such a thing. Either it's mutter or it's not mutter. Whoever comes up with a new thing, oh, it depends. If it's before the meal, then if after the meal, it's not mutter. You never have that. On the same Shabbos, something could be both mutter and usher. I don't know. I mean, Rashi says, the ein lecha she'asir lemiksas ha-Shabbos, the mutter lemiksaso. That's a big Rashi there of name of the table. You never have such a thing. And a mitzvah sashab if something's allowed, and a mitzvah sashab if something's not allowed. That's very rare. So, if it's muksa at bein hashmashos, then it stays muksa the whole Shabbos. You never have something that loses or gains on Shabbos. You could have nola. Let's say if you have a chair, right, and it breaks, so then you have pieces. So the pieces might be muksa. Okay, that you have cases like that. But I'm saying, putting aside those, but something changed, right? The chair changed. First there was a chair, then it broke. So maybe the pieces are muksa because they serve now no purpose. But there's a change that happened to the chair. We're not talking about a change that happened to the chair. We're talking about you. So before the meal it's okay, and after the meal it's not okay. You don't have such a thing. The Amar Rava, leka midi de b'Shabbos, shari ubiyam kippur ubiyam kippurim aser. You don't have such a thing where something is mutter on Shabbos and it's aser on Yom Kippur. Howil, since the b'Shabbos shari, since it's mutter on Shabbos, Yom Kippur nami shari, also mutter on Yom Kippur. What's an example? So Rashi says the example is going to the mikvah. You're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, right? Putting aside the gzeiros the rabbanon, you're allowed to take a bath on Shabbos, right? You're allowed to dip on Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, you're not. On Yom Kippur, it's the rechitza. So Rava says there's no such thing that something could be mutter on Shabbos and usher on Yom Kippur. Shabbos is more machmer than Yom Kippur. Can't be. So therefore, it must be mutter on Yom Kippur as well. The principle of sin. Since it's mutter on Shabbos, we hold it's not mutter on Yom Kippur today. The Mechaber Paschkes is not mutter. But in Rava's world, since it's mutter on Shabbos, it must be mutter on Yom Kippur too. Since it's mutter before the meal, it must be mutter after the meal. He holds to that principle. So how could you tell me, how could you break up a something on Shabbos and say, well, part of the day, yeah, part, can't be. Rava doesn't hold like that. So the Gemara answer is, Hadabe Rava Mitmehach. Yes, Rava retracted from what he said over here. And he agreed with Abaya. And the way to answer this theory to the mission of the Braisa is to say, it's talking about where you spit it out. Like Abaya said, he retracts his opinion. So the Gemara says, Mimai Dimehach Hadabe. How do you know he retracted over here only? Dilma Mehahi Hadabe. Maybe he retracted over there by Yom Kippur as well. And we're going to see that he didn't retract. So Gemara says, "Lo sakadai, don't think that he still held his shita by Yom Kippur." The Tanya, "Kol chayve tevilos tovle kedarkon." Except someone has to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, they can go anytime they can go. Ben Tisha B'av, ben Yom Kippur, doesn't make a difference. Even in Tisha B'av, even on Yom Kippur, when rechitza is normally forbidden, but for the toveling in the mikvah, it could be this, it's mutter. And as I said before, that's not mutter today. Next, hachoshesh b'mos. Now, if somebody has a problem with his loins, so he's allowed to smear himself with oil, but not with wine or vinegar, as we said. So, Amar of Ada bar Zavda Amar Rav, halacha ki Rav Shimon. The halacha is like Rav Shimon, who said that everyone's b'nei malachim, and you can always use these special rose oil. So the Gemara says, "Remember the Rav Rav Shimon's relate? What Rav holds like Rav Shimon? The Amar of Shimi Barachia Bishmei Derav, Hai Misguraya Dinazisa, a plug of a barrel, right? You want to stuff up the barrel because you don't want the wine in the barrel to leak out. So you take a rag and you stuff up the rag. And you stuff up the barrel with the rag. What happens to the rag? It's full of wine. So isn't that a problem of sita, right? We've spoken about this, that a garment is not allowed to absorb any liquids, right? Not for now, it's the whole question of drying your hands with towels. Putting that question aside, then we say it's mekalkel and it's derek tashmisho. There's all ways to get around that problem, but just stomp to get something wet, you can't. So you can't plug up the hole. So he says over here, you have this barrel that you want to plug up the hole. Aser lahadukia biyomatova. You're not allowed to force it in on Yontif. Certainly not on Shabbos. Right? So you see over here that how could you tell me that Rav holds like Rav Shimon? He held, you're not allowed to do this. Why can't you do it? Because it's a davar she'eino mischavim. Maybe it's gonna get all wet, right? And so therefore, but Rav Shimon holds the davar she'eino mischavim is mutter. So how can Rav hold like Rav Shimon? So the Gemara answers, that's not a davar she'eino mischavim over there. Bahi afilu Rav Shimon moda. It's certainly going to happen. It's certainly going to get all wet. You're plugging up into the back. It's certainly going to get fully wet. So even Rav Shimon would agree that that's aser. So the Gemara says, "V'amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav Halacha Kriv Yehuda, Rav Chanan bar Ami Amar Shmuel Halacha Kriv Shimon." But we see again that Rav holds like Rav Shim. That Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. How could you tell me in our mission he holds like Rav Shimon? Rav Chiya bar Avin Masnila below Gavri, and Rav Chiya bar Avin said the same thing without Gavri, without a chain of names. He just said it by himself. Rav Amar Halacha Kriv Yehuda. Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. Shmuel Amar Halacha Kriv Shimon. And Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon. So how can Rav hold like Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda here, and hold like Rav Shimon in our Mishnah? He doesn't hold like Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rava, Aniva Arisha Bechabura, me and the lion of the group, Targumina, we explained it. Umana, who's the lion of the group, the great one of the group, that's Rav Chiya bar Avin. Halacha Kriv Shimon, he does agree like Rav Shimon in our Mishnah, but Velav Matame, but not for the reason of Rav Shimon. Not for the reason. The reason of Rav Shimon was Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim. That was his reason. Rav agreed in principle, but not for the reason. So when we said Rav holds like Rav Shimon, we meant in the result, not in the reason. Why? So my halacha k'Rav Shimon v'lav b'taimei. What does that mean? Ilei my halacha k'Rav Shimon d'shari. That Rav Shimon said it's mutter to use this oil v'lav b'taimei, but not for the reason. The ilu Rav Shimon savar masi. Rav Shimon held it helps. Rav savar lo masi, and Rav held doesn't help. So we had this before, if it doesn't help, you could do it because you're not doing anything, doesn't help anyway. That can't be. But Safar Rav lo masi. Rav held that they didn't work, that this oil didn't help. But what do you mean? Everyone agrees that the kings and princes use it to cover wounds. So why are they doing it? It obviously does work. Mechlal de masi, it does work. So that can't be, I agree in result, but for a different reason. That can't be the different reason. Everyone agrees it works. Ella, what must be? Halacha k'Rav Shimon, the Shari, Rav Shimon held its mother, for live mitaimei. Not for Rav Shimon's reason. Dilu Rav Shimon savar, afal gaf to lo shchiach shari. Rav Shimon would hold, even if it's not frequent, its mother. Why? Because kol yisrael b'nei malachim. They're in some very poor town, and no one has this availability of this very rich oil. Doesn't make a difference. If you happen to have one, you can use it on Shabbos. Why? Because you're a prince. Every Jew's a prince. Right? Doesn't make a difference about whether or not you have it available. If for some reason you have it, it's fine. For Rav Savar, no, it depends on Shechichas. Ish Shechiach in. If it's frequent, fine. Why? Because then it doesn't look like it's Refuah. Because everybody's doing it. It's a dime a dozen, this stuff. So everyone smears it all day long. Ilo Shechiach lo. If it's not common, you can't use it. Uba Asma de Rav, Shechiach Mishcha de Varda. And when Rav's town, it was very Shechiach. So he didn't hold Rav Shimon's thing about Bnei Yisrael Malachim. He didn't agree to that. He held it's a question of Shechiach, just like the regular oil. We said regular oil you can. Why? Because everyone uses regular oil to anoint themselves. So if you want to use it too, if you find, it's a fool for you, doesn't make a difference. That's like drinking tea.
So he doesn't hold that it's a special, in
other
words, that only Malachim do?
He holds that it's not an issue of Malachim, it's an issue of if you can get it. So if you live in a place where it's cheap, right, some things, right? In America, more things are cheap than in other, in European, in third world countries. So it depends where you are. If you're in a place where everyone can get it, that if it's preferred because it's better, right? It's more chashuv. So if you live in a place that everyone can get it, they'll certainly use it. If they're all using it, then how do you know it's for refuah? It's no different than tea, so it's not a problem. So they agree in result, but they don't agree in the svara. So not agreeing in the svara, I don't really agree. He doesn't hold like him at all, right? He doesn't hold like him, but it happens to be they get to the same point. How they got there? Two different roads entirely. Putting aside the issue of memareach and smearing and all those other problems, right? The Gemara is very focused. The Gemara is only discussing the issue of refuah. How you get around that problem? Other problems, other issues. Okay. Hajar alach shmona shrotzim. Oh, I'm sorry.
When it comes to the whole concept of refuah,
yeah,
you say that it's because it isn't a rabbah, maybe a sfinah
someone. Right.
Not always is it involved really sfinah someone. In other words, we're saying,
right. So we said before that part of the gzeira of shchikas hamamanim was what it would look like, and if you did something that did not look like refuah, then it was never gozer. So drinking tea on Shabbos was never go. First of all liquids are included, even though there's no grinding. That's first of all liquids are included. That's why some people say you can't even put like a what do you call those water bottles. It's also problems. Even if it's a liquid medicine, right? Even if it's penicillin, it's a liquid medicine. Even though there's no grinding by the liquids, doesn't make a difference. It's still included in the gzeira. But if it's something that doesn't look like it's refuah, then that was never gozer to begin with. That's why it's always connected to what it looks like. Yes,
so
that's why.
So in other words, even if something does not look like refuah,
right?
And let's say perhaps it involves causing something more.
Oh, so that was what we spoke about with Ramosha with vitamins. Where Moshe held that healthy people were not a gozer either. So a healthy person can take medicine. That's where Moshe said a healthy person can take vitamins.
Because he's not
doing it for a fuwa, and it's something that healthy people take, if they were not in the gzeira. There's no chashash that a healthy person is going to grind. He's not sick. The whole chashash is only for sick. If you're healthy, not in the gzeira. I don't know how that would play out in other issues, but for vitamins, I know he was matir. So, but that's all that. So if you walk by someone's house and you see him sipping tea, are you going to think he's taking medicine? No. He's sipping tea. So it was never gozer. I, for four, doesn't make a difference. Right. So at some point, the liquid becomes thin and it's not a problem with mareach and smearing. Right, okay. No matter what? I think that since tea is something that's drunk by healthy people, there are a lot of drinking, even if you know the guy's sick, it doesn't make a difference. Right? You can take chicken to wheat if he's very sick. If you have 103, you're allowed to. Okay. Hajj alaf shemona shratzim. We now begin the 15th parak of Masechta Shabbos, the parak of Kosh. This is all about tying. Very, 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 very relevant halacha l'maaseh parak. Oh, we have like less than 10 minutes. We'll try to do as much as we can. These are the keshers that you're chayav for. Kesher ha-gamalin, v'kesher ha-sfanin. The kesher of camel drivers and the kesher of captains of boats. What does that mean? Two things. Rashi says that the whole issue is over here, it's a kesher shel kayama. This kesher is never going to be untied. What is it? It's two things. They would take a camel and they would, through the nose, they would pierce the nose and tie a ring through the nose. That ring they would never untie. So too, on the top of a boat, think of a robot, on the very tippy top, there's usually that ring. They would tie a something through that ring. That would never be untied. Now, on those rings, they would tie another rope, which sometimes they would untie. Okay? So the Gemara is going to think, are you talking about the second rope? That you untie sometimes. So the Gemara is going to say, no, we're talking about the first one. The one that never gets removed. That never gets removed, therefore it is a kesher shel kayama. Rashi says the whole issue is kesher shel kayama. Is it going to last indefinitely or not? The Rambam holds, in addition to kesher shel kayama, you also have to have a kesher of an uman, as opposed to a head yot. What a kesher of an uman means, we don't really know. But we assume la halacha that even a double knot is considered a kesher shel uman. Everyone hears double knots. Yeah, it's all because of this, right? No, we don't know what there are keshers, there are knots. Arabia has something called a surgeon's knot, something called a captain's knot. All these complicated. That's certainly kesher uman, but even a regular double knot. Some say even a single knot, if it's tight. For example, the knots of tzitzis. Even if you're going to single, most of them are double knotted. But even if you get a single knot, then first of all, it's certainly kesher shakayama. That's never going to get undone. You don't intend for it to get undone. And it's also something that's very tight. You make that as tight as possible because you don't want it to be undone. Even that could sometimes be a kesher shal uman. But according to Rashi, it's a kesher shal kayama. Rashi is really more makel. Arabia has a situation where Rashi is more machmer. I think it's only more machmer in the level of Doraisa. Okay. So that's what it is. According to Rashi, it's a kesher shal kayama. And according to the Rambam, it's also a kesher shal uman. According to the Rambam, if you have one and not the other, it's only masa b'drabanan. According to Rashi, if you have one and not the other, it's mutter. In other words, if you have a kesher uman that's not shal kayama, that's mutter. We'll get to that, probably get to it tomorrow. Ukishem shu chayev al kishurin, just like you chayev on keshers, kach hu mechayev al hitiran. So too, the malacha of untying, it's the same thing. You only chayev if you untie a knot that you'd be chayev for if you tied it. So it goes hand in hand. You're not chayev for untying a knot. That's not a kesher shal kayama. Rameya Omer, kol kesher shehu yachal lahatiro ba'achas miyadov. Any kesher that you could remove with one hand, then ain chayav and alav. You're not chayev for such a kesher. Why? Because it's nothing. Rashi says it's nothing. Right? Because it's if you can undo it with one hand, that demonstrates that it's not a kesher shal kayama. My kesher hagamalin v'kesher asfonin. What does that mean? The Gemara says a kesher of the camels and a kesher of the boats.
Does it matter the actual knot that you're making, the type of knot, or does it matter some knots? If you tie them with different materials, you untie them with one hand. Whereas some knots, if you tie certain knots with thick material, you can sometimes tie with one hand.
Right.
And you have to tie other knots with.
Right. We don't have this time with one hand. Ravna once showed me how you can get a double knot out with one hand.
And therefore,
maybe why are double knots usher? Right? So we don't hold the Mishnah Berurah discusses one hand. We're probably going to get to it tomorrow. The Mishnah Berurah discusses about one hand. We'll see it tomorrow. So what does it mean, the kesher of the camels and the kesher of the boats? Ilema katra, de katra, bismama. If you're telling me it's the knot of the knot of the nose ring, I mean, not the nose ring itself, but the rope that you tie it onto the nose ring to lead the animal. Or the kitra, the knot of the knot. The istidrida of the boat, meaning not the knot on the ring itself, but the knot that you tied onto that ring. That's a rope that you'd use for an anchor, let's say. You pull that up and you untie that. So the high kesher shein shal kayamahu. That's not a kesher shal kayama. Ellie, you're right. It must be kitra dizmama. The actual knot that you tie on the nose ring. The actual nose ring itself, it wasn't a ring. It was made out of material. So it was tied very tight. That's never coming off. Gufa of itself. It's darida gufa, the knot that you tied onto the ring itself. That knot, or the knot of the ring itself. Meaning you have a hole in the boat, you tie a thick rope through that ring, that knot's never coming undone. Attached to that ring, you'll tie other ropes, that will be undone. That's never being undone. Rameir Omer called Kasher, he said anyone he could undo with one hand. Sabayar of Achdavoy, Achua de Maracha, of Achdavoy, the brother of Maracha, asked, Anivel or Meir Mahu? What about a bow, according to a mayor? Time of the mayor. What's the reason why a mayor said that if you could pull it out with one hand, it's okay? Mishum diachalatiro ba'achas miyado. Who is it? Because you could pull it out with one hand. V'hanami yachalatiro. Here too, you could pull it out with one hand, right? A single bow, you could pull it with one finger. It's going to come right off. Odilmo, or maybe time of the mayor. Mishum delo mahadek. Maybe a mayor said the reason why it's okay is because it's not tight. V'ha mahadek. But a bow is tight. So teiku, we don't have an answer for that question. To the next Mishnah. We don't have a minion anyway, so we can keep on going until we get a minion. Mishnah. Yesh lecha kashirin, there are some knots. She'en chayav v'leib kesher ha-gamal v'kesher ha-sfonim. That you're not going to be chayav, but like you are chayav for a kesher of the camels and a kesher of the boats. There are some knots you're not going to be chayav. Which is mashma, that you're chayav midrabanan. The Gemara is going to ask that. Now we're going to say all the things that are mutter. Kishuros, Isha, you have the knots of a woman, Mifasech, Chalukah, Rabbi Rashi explains that basically the shirt had two strings coming down and you would tie them together. So that's mutter. A woman wants to tie her shirt, that's okay. Or the chutei svacha, the strings of a hat, v'shel piski, or of a girdle, or v'tzuos min of a sandal, the straps of a shoe or a sandal, v'nodos yayin, v'shemen, flasks of oil or wine, which they sometimes would use. They would use cloth to cover them, so they would make knots on them, or v'kadeir shel basar, or of a pot of meat, right? Sometimes they would cover them with cloth, and then so all this is okay. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, kosher lifnei behema b'shvil shel teitzei. You can even tie like the gate so the animals don't escape. Fine. Mishnah is very simple. So the Gemara says, haguva kasha. The Mishnah is internally inconsistent. Why? Because I'm asking, first it starts off by saying, yesh kishurin she'en chayav in alem, kesher agamava, kesher asvanim. Right? Now they're knots. You're not chayav like a sailor's knot, like a camel driver's knot. Right? But chayuvu hu deleka. That says you're not chayav. But you still ask them in the Rabbanim to do that. Then the Mishnah goes along and says, "V'hachatani koshros isha mifetachaluka," which is afil lechatchila, even lechatchila is mutter. So the Mishnah doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, "You're right." Hachika amar. There's like a line missing in the Mishnah. It's like a chasuri mechzera. Yesh kashirin she'ein chayav in aleihem. There are those that you're not chayav for bekesher gamal and bekesher asvanin. That you're not chayav for midoraisa. Umay nihu. What are those? Kitra de kitra bismama. The knot that you tie onto the knot that's attached to the nose. That's not chayav midoraisa. The kitra de kitra b'istiridya. And the knot that's tied onto the ring that was tied onto the boat, which is a secondary knot. Rashi explains. If you look at the last few words of the top line in Rashi. Because that could stay for a week or two. The kosher umati rosha echad shenosim biyachad, and you'll untie them after a week or two. Okay? That's very key Rashi there, about a week or two. But they're not there forever. So that's asr midravonon. And then, chayuv hudulekah hisur ikka. Right? Midravonon, they're not chayiv, because it's not indefinite. But midravonon it is. Then there are souls that are mutter lechatchila. Umay nihu, what are those? Kishuras mifatchei chaluka. The what do you call it, of the shirt? The woman's shirt, and the girdle, and the shoes, all that's mutter. So there are three levels here there are three levels of knots. There are those that are asa midoraisa. There are those that are asa midorabanon. And there are those that are mutter altogether. What is the cutoff? What is the cutoff of... So, first of all, it's very interesting. We said before that the Rashi held the only issue is Kesher Shel Kayama. That's all we're interested in. The Rambam said you need both. How do we paskin? Believe it or not, we paskin like both. The Mechaber starts off. Hakosher Kesher Shel Kayama. If somebody ties a Kesher Shel Kayama, Vilhu Maisa Uman. And it's also a Maisa Uman. Chayev Yechayev. Kigon, for example, Kesher Gamalim. The Kesher Asvanim, the Kishrei Ritzuos, middle of the sandal, Shekoshim Haratzanim, professional knots, right? Aval, Kosher, Kesher Shel Kayama, if you tie a permanent knot, the Enomaisa Uman, Pater Avalasa. Comes along the Ramah, the Yesh Chalkin, there are those that argue, Shesvir Lahu, they hold, the call Kesher Shel Kayama, Afilo Shel Hedyot, Chayav and Alav. Right? Who's that? Rashi. Then he says, the Yesh Omrim, some say, Shekal Kesha She'ena Osa Lahatir Ba'osa Yom Atzmo, if you're not going to last for the entire day, then Mikri Shel Kayama. That's called Kesha Shel Kayama. Meaning, if it's not going to last for 24 hours. What? If it's not going to last for 24 hours, it's not Kesha Shel Kayama. Then he says, the Yesh Maki Lomer Da'ad Shiva Yomim. Some say, no, you have 7 days. Why? Because Rashi said 7 days. So I'm going to make up for 7 days. Where does this come up? Where does this kula of 7 days come up? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it comes up by when you do Galila. When you do Galila on Mincha, on Shabbos afternoon, some of the Torahs have a gartel. Right? It's not a clasp or Velcro. It's a gartel. If you tie that, it's not going to be undone in 24 hours. Because it's going to last till Monday. And if you don't daven, if the shul doesn't have a minyan during the week, it's not going to be undone until Shabbos morning. It's not a problem because you're going to undo it by mincha. So it's not a kesher shel kavana, because when you tie it, your kavana was it's going to be untied within the day. But by mincha, it's a big problem. So Shlomo Zalman says, first of all, it's a kesher for a mitzvah. So, and then he said, and plus you have a shita that says it has to be 7 days. So that 7 days does come up with kula. So there are those that are machmir. There are machmir that say you should not tie in our shul we don't have any with a gartel. Or maybe the other ones do. The main one we use doesn't. But you should not use a gartel because it's a problem of kesher. They reject Shlomo Zalman's kula. What do you mean mitzvah? Right? So you're tying. And they wouldn't agree with the kula of 7 days. So there are some shuls where they won't tie it, they'll just tuck it in, wrap it around and tuck it in. And that all comes from this gemara. Tomorrow we'll be discussing shoes. Today's shiur was learned, L'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yosef, Ben, Rabbi Isaac Yehuda. And Rabbi Rasner will be resuming the Daf Yomi shiur on Wednesday morning. Rabbi Rasner will be resuming. Amen.